Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new Kentucky law bolsters religious freedom in the public schools. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, elections do matter, and this governor in Kentucky is my favorite governor in all of the country. His name is Matt Bevin. He was elected in part because the media says he took a stand for marriage in Kentucky, and he stood on the side of Kim Davis. He's a Christian, and he is doing amazing things in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Well, he recently signed Senate Bill, or SB 17, into law. It protects the constitutional rights of individual students to express their religious views without fear of punishment. It is a great law. We're going to be talking about some of the parameters of it, Matt, but it's a great model. And in fact, what Kentucky is doing is modeling for the rest of the country.
That's exactly what I was going to say. This law needs to be a template for other laws around the country in various states, not to mention a federal law that will have sweeping protections for free speech and freedom of religious expression on public school campuses, to include colleges and universities. We've seen how academia, particularly public colleges and universities around the country, have become in opposition to their original mission, which they're supposed to be a venue that promotes free speech and the free exchange of ideas and ideology and open discourse and discussion. They have become no speech zones, where if you don't have the proper viewpoint and if you don't speak from a liberal, progressive, politically correct standpoint, then they literally will violently, many students and even professors at schools around the country, try to shut you down. People have even been physically attacked. So this law, it's not just a kind of a nod to the evangelicals or to conservatives. It is very necessary in order to go ahead and once again protect the First Amendment guaranteed rights of students on public school campuses.
So this particular law came out of response to, you know, we all love Charlie Brown Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. We watch it every year, written by Charles Schulz, who was a Christian. And this law came out of response to a Kentucky school that cut out the Bible verse, which is so important to the Charlie Brown Christmas, in Luke 2:11. That states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And this law has become referred to as the Charlie Brown Law.
Yeah, a school board there cut it out. They had an event, and they were doing the Charlie Brown Christmas.
A classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
And it came to that famous section where they're talking about the meaning of Christmas, and they read the Luke 2:11, which is what you just read. And it ends with, "So that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful way to end that little Christmas classic. And the school just
taking
cut
it away
out
from children. That's ridiculous.
Because they thought that they had to. So as a result, this piece of legislation was proposed, and it had the nickname Charlie Brown Law. Mm. But it goes far beyond that little incident that was the instigator of it. People said enough is enough. And they set forth the ground rules to make clear what's permissible in Kentucky. And it requires, for example, local school boards to ensure that the selection of student speakers is made in a viewpoint-neutral manner, and that students' prepared remarks are not altered before delivery without the student's consent. Now, that applies to graduation. It applies to other things as well. But that is a wonderful, just that alone is a great advancement, because schools, sometimes they'll censor the graduation speech. They want to thank God. They want to thank the most important event and person in their life.
Right.
They get censored. It also says that religious and political organizations are allowed equal access to the public forum. So this would be your student clubs after school or during school, if they allow them during school. They have equal access on the same basis as non-religious and non-political organizations. And they also...
And they can't be discriminated against either, as we've seen happen.
Can't discriminated against in any of the offerings, whether it's advertisements, announcements, et cetera. They have to have equal treatment across the board.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just reading a story about North Carolina State University where students are being docked for using words like he or him or man or
nuts.
Even for using mankind instead of some gender neutral term. Students are actually being given failing grades for not engaging in this new newspeak, this political correct or Orwellian newspeak. So, again, we need to reemphasize here that, this law is not just a platitude for evangelicals and for conservatives. This law is very necessary as free speech is under assault on public school campuses around the country.
You know, it also protects teachers, too, who want to include the Bible in various historical or cultural discussions. And, you know, it just shows how far we've come, Matt, because wasn't the Bible the original book of the school?
Besides the Bible, the most popular book and the most printed book was the New England Primer.
Right.
And they learned the ABCs in Adam's Fall, We Sinned All, Heaven Defined, The Bible Mind, Christ Crucified for Sinners Died. That was ABC and so forth. All of that was taught in the public schools.
And now we have to create laws to get that back, to protect that.
Yeah, so teachers are it's, the law says that they can teach about religion with the use of the Bible or other scriptures and so forth. It also says that students can display religious messages on items of clothing. They can have access to public facilities during non-instructional time. They can use the school media to announce student religious meetings. Sometimes they're not allowed to do that, and so therefore no one knows that they're even meeting. It permits public schools to sponsor artistic or theatrical programs, i.e. Charlie Brown Christmas, and other kinds of things, Christmas carols, and other kinds of artistic or theatrical programs that advance the students' knowledge of the cultural and religious heritage. It requires annual notification, so this is another one, to local school boards, school-based decision-making councils, and certified employees pertaining to religious freedom. So they have to get information provided to them every year about this particular law. Requires the governing boards, Matt, of public colleges, you mentioned colleges, to ensure that students are permitted to voluntarily express religious or political viewpoints in class assignments free from discrimination. The selection of students' speakers being in a viewpoint-neutral manner, and that the students' prepared marks are not altered before the delivery. It talks about on college campuses, they have a right to have religious and political clubs on equal access. And finally, public college campuses may not place restrictions on speech that occurs outdoors on campus and is protected by the First Amendment.
It's just mind-boggling that we're even having this discussion. And what's even more mind-boggling to me is that Governor Bevin signed this law, SB 17, into law, and it passed overwhelmingly on an 81-8 vote. But I'm curious, who are those eight state senators in Kentucky that are opposed to free speech and freedom of religion? Who are those eight anti-First Amendment legislators in Kentucky? I'd be curious to know.
Well, I'll tell you who they are, Matt. They are eight legislators that need to be voted out at the next election. That's who they are.
Yeah.
And the people are going to take note of that. These are eight people who literally don't respect the Constitution. All of what we just talked about, by the way, and all that's in this law is not creating new law. Mm-mm. By the way, this is court precedent across the country. The nice thing what this law does is it puts in one place kind of a roadmap of what's out there. You know, these school officials, they're not going to be constitutional attorneys, and they don't have time to plow through thousands of pages of court decisions to determine whether they can do this or they can't do that. This puts it in black and white in a one place location with good guidelines, and it's a state law, and it provides that guidance. So it's great for the students, great for parents, great for the school teachers and administrators, because it sets that bright line standard. And I applaud Kentucky for taking this step. I encourage other states to do the same as well. If your legislators are interested in passing a law like this, and I hope they are, contact Liberty Council, and we can work with you using this particular law as a template. It's already passed. It's already out there. It's constitutional. And you can use this as a template to present this to your legislators for consideration in their upcoming legislative sessions this year or next year. Go to lc.org, lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council and support us financially as well with your regular contributions. You can order the brand new book, by the way. It's an amazing book, and it is called Why Israel Matters. Why Israel Matters. Take a look at it. Go to lc.org. Click on the Why Israel Matters icon.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.